How do you yourself approach the issue of R maintenance in a non-protocol situation?
Well, I think clearly there are some benefits to staying in remission for patients. Also, my initial thoughts when the first maintenance came out several years ago was that I was going to use maintenance in patients that didn't have that great of a response to try and make it better. And if you think about it, and the data really support the idea that actually the people benefit from maintenance are the ones who have a good response. In some ways, it's counterintuitive because you're giving more therapy to people that already had a good response. But if you think about it, it makes sense. Something that worked well, you give more of it, it'll work even better. So while we may be tempted to reserve maintenance for the people that don't have such a good response, it's probably the people who have the excellent response that can benefit the most from it. So I tend to discuss it with patients. I think that we use maintenance in some cases. Some patients obviously like being in remission longer psychologically. In follicular lymphoma, you always have the debate of, is a long progression-free survival, how much is that helping the patients? On the other hand, some patients don't want to come in quite as often and like to have a break from the doctor. And I think the data are not so compelling that we have to really push those patients. It's part of the art of medicine, and it gives us the flexibility to use it or not. But I think it's clear that with progression-free survival, there are benefits in virtually every place that we've looked at. And we're starting to see hints of overall survival, but I think we need to continue to follow that. And we also need to be mindful of kind of infections and other toxicities that might crop up. They haven't done so in a major way, and I know people who use maintenance are aware of that. But there are enough cases where we worry about it a little bit that I think you have to keep it in the back of your mind and pay attention to the studies as they come out. I mean, one of the challenges is that many of these studies don't have a lot of follow-up. So we don't have a lot of data on long-term maintenance and what happens way down the line.